Savvy regards once again, and yet again, to the staff of student teachers at NEMATA. This is the main professor recording on the 22nd of March, 2020, with a special message for all of you. Bear in mind that we are currently in what I would call a kind of period of grace. From the 18th of March, year and a half anniversary of the founding of NEMATA, to the 5th of April, which is 18 days later. So 18 months and 18 days corresponds to the interval of 18.6, and that is the period of the rotation of the lunar nodes. Now you may recall that linear time is Kali's game, one of her games. I have elaborated here and there on the scheme of time, more specifically, the 10 fractal internesting dimensions of time. Number 10 being eternity, or the eternal now. I think I have notes on it around here somewhere. I think that I broached the subject, oddly, in those commentaries on Flamenco, and I might have pointed out the simple vertical column of numbers, 10 at the top, 1 at the bottom, and how you break it down. And according to that scheme, you, as a human animal with a coherent sense of identity, can go to the seventh dimension. We're currently in the fourth dimension. We live in 4D, not 3D. We live in three dimensions of space and one dimension of time, which is Kali's illusion of linear time. And that scheme, by the way, which is a perfect medley of Gnostic and Tantric teachings, is premium. It's premium treasure. You can take it to the treasure chest and get it from the treasure chest, obviously. And I assure you that everything that I can say about it, which I've said so far, and I may pick it up later here and there, and everything that you can learn about it and experience is verifiable. So it's a simple and coherent scheme to observe how consciousness plays fractally through the different dimensions of time. Now, another application of this intel goes way, way back to my astrological work concerning the tracking of planetary and lunar cycles. 18.6 is in linear time the years required for one complete rotation of the moon's nodes. But 18.6 in itself is just a time interval. It's a cipher, and it can be applied to 18.6 minutes, 18.6 hours, 18.6 months, 18.6 years. So between the actual date of the year and a half anniversary of NEMATA on March 18th, it is 18 days until April 5th, which I consider as a kind of period of grace. And in view of this special moment, I am developing and initiating now the master list of contents on NEMATA, the inventory of the treasure chest of Long Lam Lath. So, it's all a big joke, of course, and it's quite possible that the wisdom of the Aeon Sophia comes with a joke from which you never recover. And who knows, that being the case, you might prove it when you die laughing. I wouldn't mind. So, I'm signaling a special occasion here to announce the launch of a unit on Nemeda called Master List. I'm using a dedicated thread on the members' forum to signal you to that unit, which will contain text, ongoing text, in which the inventory of all contents will be listed in a way that you can easily scan over it. And secondly, there will be an introductory talk, I guess. So maybe this is the introductory talk, isn't it? Well, there you go. You see? This is how I catch up with myself from time to time. Sometimes I run ahead of myself. Sometimes I run behind myself. And I know that you out there have had difficulties, as I have, in following all the material on Nemeta. And those difficulties have increased recently, call them difficulties, challenges of the task at hand. They've increased recently due to the material of the Dragonfly Sutra, the material in Dogzen, and now the material in text and talk that I am presenting in regard to the current drama of the world event. That is to say, this alleged lethal and highly contagious virus, which is in fact a phantom influence. It's a phantom influence being operated by the actual influence. The actual influence is the intrusion of the archontic factor into this experiment. Can you see that? So behind the psyop of COVID-19, the influenza-type pandemic, there is the actual influence that is providing, that is not providing, that is orchestrating the pandemic itself, and at the same time posing as the salvific agency, the benefactors of mankind who are dedicated to the correction of the world and will provide the solution to the pandemic. That's the entire picture. So, concerning this introduction, there's not a lot to say. You have the text on that unit page. And I advise you to repeatedly go back to that page, keep it in your keep it on the menu panel as an item in Nemeta where you can immediately go. You might want to go there often every time you come back to the school. Now, I've started the list. I'll bring it up to a certain point of completion by the 5th of April. I'll get as far as I can with it by then. It will be constantly in development. Now, it's not going to be a chronological list, because that would be a little too complicated, and it's not necessary anyway. The relevance of any unit in Nemeta does not depend necessarily on when it was chronologically loaded. The list will have the categories, the clear categories, starting with the Dragonfly Sutra landing page. So there is text and talk on the landing page. And then it will go to the units in the curriculum panel, and it will list in a bullet point fashion the text and talk in each unit. But I'm not going to put the dates, and I'm not sure if I will put direct links within Nemeta so that you can click and go immediately to those units. I might, and I might not. I don't know. The links, by the way, do appear to work now. There was a technical glitch a while back that prevented you as a member from clicking on a link in one unit and going elsewhere. I think we've sorted that out. So I do have the option of making this page a link farm. I don't know if I'll do that or not. In any case, this page is intended to be a schematic overview of all the contents of the school, the expansive program of education, And also, it's specifically intended to be an aid to your Rigpa. How so? Well, every time that you come back to Nemata, you pull up the site, of course you're going to look at the main here, and you're going to consider the most recent posts. So those posts are listed chronologically as they come up, month by month, and there is an archive of each month, so you can go back and you can scan through it and see when and what was released. Okay, clear enough. But that's really not an adequate tool. You see, one of the problems here, one of the difficulties in running the school on the internet is that the archontic medium is linear in a way that is not intuitive and not compatible with the way the human mind works. The human mind and the intelligence that uses the tool of the mind does not innately operate in a linear fashion. But as long as you're working in the archontic medium, using a computer, using a mouse to click and scroll, you're going to be confined to that linear medium. And that linear medium is incompatible with human intelligence. Human mind, as I said long ago, famously, is not designed to run on MS-DOS. Look at the limited options that you have when you come to this computer screen. First of all, you just have a screen. It's a rectangle. It's a bounded rectangle in cyberspace. It's a window into cyberspace. But I can go over here in the studio and look out the windows that face the mountains to the south, and I can put my face sort of in the open space of the window, and I can look around and I can scan pretty much 180 degrees of the horizon, what is displayed in front of the window. You can't do that in the archontic medium. You can only go transit from one window at a time. And even if you have several tabs open, well, you might want to keep several windows side by side on the screen, but it's not productive. It's not helpful to do that. So in the first place, you're confined to a view through a rectangular window at Nemata, and you cannot put your face into that window and look right and left and up and down and see the entire field of content in Nemata, can you? So you're limited spatially by the archontic medium. You're also limited temporally by the archontic medium. Another linear property is that you have to click and go in a linear fashion from one thing to another. Well, that is not a way to operate the tool of your mind compatible with its innate operating properties. No, not at all. So there's a disadvantage in running the school in this way, and the tool of the master list is provided to you to overcome that disadvantage. So let me just tell you briefly how it works. The relevant Gnostic instruction, and this is Dog Zen now, says, Rigpa directs, attention scans. Scanning is one of the functions of attention operating through your mind. Your mind scans, your attention scans. In some mysterious and wonderful manner yet to be described, and certainly not ever to be ultimately and finally described, is how Rigpa directs. Now, I call your attention to two leading points of instruction in Dog Zen concerning the heresy of Dog Zen. Lama Lovemut instructs, first, that your mind is not intelligent. It is a tool of your intelligence. You will find, if you ever delve into the Tibetan materials, that they assume, without self-criticism, they assume, they postulate, that mind creates everything. This, of course, is a preposterous statement. Even those who have presumably achieved the enlightened condition, who are present in Rigpa at its ground, cannot create anything with their mind. Not to my knowledge. They cannot materialize with their mind, nor can they impact the current of events in the world drama, nor can they do anything to prove the postulation that mind creates everything. So Lama Lovemut comes out of the gate with a soft bark and a growl of warning. No, mind is simply the tool of the creative intelligence of the human animal. Hence the first heresy. Mind is not intelligent. Mind as such, mind in itself. Those two terms, register those terms, are the correct terms that ought to replace the routine and recurrent syntax of Tibetan Buddhism, going back to Chan, probably going back to D.T. Suzuki, the nature of mind, in quotes. The nature of mind is really bad syntax. Svabhava, in Sanskrit, means of itself or self-referring. Bhava means a condition, and sva is equivalent to the prefix self. Svabhava means in itself, of itself. So, mind itself, mind as such, are the correct terms. Discard, quote, the nature of mind. Second heresy of Dogzen is that Rigpa directs. Remember, that which directs your attention to the productions of your mind is not a product of your mind. In that formula of Dogzen, you have the straightforward assertion that Rigpa directs. The practice of Dogzen and the recitation of the Dragonfly Sutra improve your ability to detect how Rigpa directs. Notice I haven't said exactly how it does so. It does so in a mysterious manner, which is in some measure comprehensible, in some measure accessible to cognitive definition, and in some measure it is not. So you never have to be frustrated with the practice of dharana or concentration in Dogzen, because you know going into it that you will never fully cognitively grasp how Rigpa directs, but at the same time, you are learning how Rigpa directs. What a wonderful paradox that is. So right now, in this precious interval of time, I've chosen to dedicate some of my precious time to compiling this master list. I am designing the master list as a tool to assist your Rigpa in scanning. Now, every time you come back to the school in the archonic medium, you have two basic options. You can follow the main here, you can follow the chronological release of material, or you can go to a course, three options, or you can go to a course of your choice, follow the material in that course. For instance, currently, I'm posting units in the Nag Hammadi Library commentaries. So if that has captured your interest, and if you are training your Rigpa and training your mind in that material, well, then you want to go there, you see. So you can either let the men here tell you where to go when you come in, or you can go to something that you've already chosen or that you choose at the moment that you come in. But now you have another option. Go to the master page. You know, there is a function in the nautical world, a role among those who are on the crew of the ship, the quartermaster. I have an insignia of the quartermaster that I will place at the top of the title page here of the master list. The quartermaster on any nautical vessel is responsible for knowing what's in the hold that's necessary to the provisions that are necessary to preserve the crew. Not only food, not only the inventory of food available, the stock of what the crew eats and drinks, but also tools and things of that sort. That's the responsibility of the quartermaster, to know what's in the hold. So, the master list is an inventory. And if you go to the master list page, this is your third option, and you scan over the master list page, you give your Rigpa the opportunity to select from that full range of material. Now, as you are training your Rigpa all the time to select in a more immediate, precise way what is relevant to come to your attention moment by moment, you can see how this would assist you. Merely by scanning the master list, you give your Rigpa the opportunity to select as it wishes that material, that unit, text and talk, which it directs to your attention for the maximum and optimal use of your attention. So I'm really thrilled about this device. And that's basically how it works. I don't really have anything else to say or anything else to explain. So I'll leave it at that in this little introductory talk. Let it be recorded in the annals of Planetary Tantra that yours truly is implementing this tool during this period of grace. Also, notice the close correspondence between this period of grace and the massive crackdown due to the archontic plague, which is nothing but a psyop. I also have on my agenda the note to release material that I consider to be required study for you now so that you can master this psyop and take advantage of the opportunity it presents. I myself am delighted. I'm laughing. I'm feeling happy every day. I'm not afraid. And I am rather thrilled, in fact, to take advantage of this moment to bring forth premium Gnostic intel, not only to you and the staff, but to visitors of Nemata and to the world at large. On that note, by the way, I put out a request. If there is anyone out there who knows how to load and manage a YouTube channel, it's not that difficult. Given access to a channel, you can load it, and you can monitor the comments of the channel. It's really quite simple. So it's time. It would be a great time if anyone on staff who has that ability and has confidence in doing so come forth, because it's really too much. If I decide to release something on YouTube experimentally to see how the powers that be respond by way of getting a message out to the world, then it would be extremely helpful if someone could manage the YouTube channel through which I do so. So, that's it for now. Stay safe, stay solid, and don't check your privilege. Enjoy your privilege.